Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mamas. Hey. Welcome to the Let Mama Live show. This is a mama's safe space. This is your space, your safe space to live life, practicing self-care, to manage stress. I am Jen Pittman, mama of two, mama of boys, mama of a teenager and a second grader, and an autism mama. Now over here, we live life with our flaws and all. This is a no judgment zone. Let Mama Live supports you in living what I like to call the mama lifestyle. That is where we're practicing self-care in four ways: meditation, affirmation, mindfulness, and appreciation, or you may say gratitude. Now, even though I'm over here by myself, this is not a lecture. This is a conversation. You can join the conversation by going to letmamalive.com. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom of the page and leave a comment. Come on, mamas, let's be each other's motivation as we get this show started. Welcome to my new listeners, and thank you to those who continue to listen. Thank you for returning. Now, let's get this show started. Every show, we get started with a affirmation. It's just an affirmation for mamas, just a play on words. And then the conversation grows from there. But what we do know, one thing for sure, Jen is going to come with a confession.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
It is always something going on with me. No. These affirmations are inspired by experiences that I've experienced in life. Some this week, some maybe far in the past. And so wherever the conversation grows, I'm going to be confessing something to you. So before we get started, let's go ahead and relax. Deep breath in and out. And get ready to receive my affirmation. I am free from searching for validation from others. I am imperfectly perfect, and that's okay. One more time for my people in the back. Deep breath in, relax your shoulders a little bit. Exhale. I am free from searching for validation from others. I am imperfectly perfect, and that's okay. I shout that. This is not a part of the affirmation. I shout that from the rooftops, y'all. I am imperfectly perfect, and that's okay. I have to do that because let me define this for you. Imperfectly perfect. It took a while to accept that, I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
It took a while for me to accept that I'm perfect in my eyes. That don't mean I got it all together. That don't mean I know it all. That don't mean I am it in everything. That just means that I accept myself for who I am, knowing that I'm not perfect. That's what I mean by imperfectly perfect. And that's okay. Now, this affirmation came from a conversation that I was listening to on YouTube. A conversation came up about the singer Ari Lennox. Now, I can't say that I am a fan of Ari Lennox, but I can say that I've heard some of her music. I like some of her music. She is very talented. She's very beautiful. She's bomb. She's everything as a singer. She's great. I don't know everything, but the things that I've heard, she's been like amazing, like bomb. And I don't know her to be a mother, so I know that this is a conversation for mothers, but I don't know her to be a mother. But what I do know is that the challenge that she was facing in this conversation that I was listening to is one that all of us, all women, face daily. And even though some of us do not have children, some of us will choose to become mothers in the future. Some of us may choose to have another child if you already have one in the future. And this conversation is going to grow to help us understand that the challenges that we face now can still negatively impact us later when we become mothers later on. That's why it's time for us to get in control of the challenges that we're facing so that they don't negatively impact us in the future. Now, I have an example of this, I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
For example, long time ago, I endured what some may consider chronic stress. Now, some stress can be acute. It happens. You deal with it. It's over. You move on. Some stress is chronic. It's like a leaky faucet. It keeps coming and coming and coming. And no matter what this seems like, it does not stop. Now, at this time, I was enduring or experiencing chronic stress. And I was trying to conceive my second child. The level of stress that I experienced caused me infertility. That stress was ongoing. Before I was even thinking about having a second child, I was experiencing this stress. And at this time, when I said, okay, let's do it, it caused me infertility. Now, how do you know that that was the cause? I must confess. Oh,
welcome
my gosh.
To Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
So two ways I knew that it was caused by stress. The first thing is I came home one day, turned on the news. You know what? I don't think I came home that day. I think I was going out, actually. And I turned on the news that morning. It was like one of those morning news shows. And they had a report about stress causing infertility. I sat down on the couch that morning and listened to that report and said, that is me. That's what I'm going through. One of the tips that they gave was using meditation to reduce your stress. That was the day. I wish I knew the date, but that was the day that I decided to practice meditation, to start practicing meditation. So that report told me, diagnosed me. It told me what my problem was, why I was unable to have a baby. The second thing, as soon as I was removed from the stress that I was experiencing, I had a baby. I popped up pregnant that quick. As soon as a month after I removed myself from that situation, I was pregnant. I popped up pregnant. So those were two things that told me that the stress and the challenges that I was experiencing at the time caused me infertility. Now, hindsight being 2020, I see that my lack for self-care or my lack of self-care led me to a place where now at my big age, I'm trying to slow things down. If I was to practice self-care back then, the way that I practice self-care now, or when I learned about self-care, like things would have been completely different. But now it's like I'm trying to slow down the effects of not practicing self-care. The stress that we experience manifests in our body. Let me say that again. The stress that we experience manifests in our body. And sometimes you don't realize it because you're not practicing self-awareness, but stress shows up in our body, headaches, tension in your shoulders, tightness in your chest. Some people may break out in hives, but some people, you know, might be fatigued. It shows up and manifests in our bodies in many ways. Now that we know these things, everything I just told you, now that we know it, it's time to do something about it. Let's act to keep that from happening. Keep this stress from manifesting in our bodies. Let's act to better manage our stress by practicing self-care. Can we do that? Now, this is, I think, the first episode where you're receiving homework. So your homework is to work on better managing your stress through self-care. You have an action item, please and thank you. Now, let's get back to Ari, okay? You know, I don't like to keep you long. I really don't want to keep you that long, like 30, 45 minutes, if that. So we're going to get back to the conversation. Now on Twitter, now known as X, Ari posted a post. She posted a tweet that sparked this discussion. She said, I hate that I crave validation in every ounce of my life. It is truly a miserable existence. I hate that I wish I was cool. I'm embarrassing. I don't know when I'll ever start loving myself. I don't know if it's possible. I can't even enjoy all that I've created for myself. Whew, that's heavy. It's really heavy. And I think it's heavy because I feel where she's coming from. because I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
It's heavy reading that because I spent a good number of years seeking validation from others, whether it was at home through my loved ones, whether it was at work through my colleagues, whether it was in the community through people that I've experienced in the community. That struggle of seeking validation is definitely real, and I get it. And if we're not careful, that desire will get out of control. I truly believe it will take you on a downward spiral to depression. I sought out validation from the ones I loved the most because I lacked confidence in myself. I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
There was a time where I felt like her and I didn't have the confidence in myself. I was miserable. I felt hate for the way that I was seeing myself. I felt like I was embarrassing. I wasn't enjoying the things that God gave me in life. There was a time where I sought out validation for myself because I was not confident in myself. And I think another reason is I didn't know who I was as an individual. And in some cases, I allowed other people to fill in those blanks for me. Because I didn't know who I was, whatever they said, whatever they felt, I took that to heart. I wrote that in my book and that became my story. I allowed others to fill in the blanks for me. But what I'm happy to say is that my journey has changed since then, or lately. My journey has changed and I am more accepting of myself. I know I am beautiful. I know I am intelligent. I know I am strong. I am confident. Sometimes I may be a bit awkward, but guess what? That's okay. I'm imperfectly perfect, and that's okay. I know that I'm worthy of everything I have been blessed with and everything that is to come. Now, I didn't wake up this way. I didn't wake up one day and say, "Woo, I am worthy." I am confident. I didn't wake up this way. There took some things for me to do in order for me to get here. And let me tell you, I made a list of some of those things, hoping that it will be helpful to those who has experienced or is experiencing this same thing. The first thing is I had to learn who I am. I had to learn what makes Jen tick. I had to learn my likes, my dislikes. I had to learn those things about myself. The second thing is I had to accept who I am. I learned that I am an introvert, and that's okay. I accept myself as that. I am quiet, and that's okay. I accept myself as that. In a group setting, you may see me observing more than talking, and that's okay. I accept myself as that. I had to accept myself as who I am. I aim to not dim my light to please others. I am still working on this. I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
I am still working on not dimming my light to please others because I am a people pleaser. How many of us? Raise your hands as if I could see you. Raise your hand if you're a people pleaser. Could you see yourself? Tell yourself the truth. I work hard at not being a people pleaser. Because when I'm pleasing others, I find that I'm taking the back seat. I find that I'm dimming my light so that they can move forward. But us spiritual mamas know that who's before us? God is before us. And after God comes me. So I'm not going to put myself or my God in the back so that you can come to the front anymore. I aim not to dim my light to please others. I had to take a pause there. Because it's heavy. It's really heavy. Because it's hard. It's really hard. I don't know why. I wish I could say why. Why do these things happen? Actually, I think I do know why. I think they stem from our stories. Everyone has a story. And something in our stories led to us being this way. The last thing is I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table. I know that I deserve a seat at the table. And then when I come and sit down, I'm bringing a whole lunch. I'm bringing the entree, the dessert, the appetizer, everything, the drink. I'm bringing it all to the table because I know my worth. So these are things that helped me. These are steps that I had to take to get me to a place of accepting myself so that I would have more confidence in myself so that I could no longer seek validation from other people. Now, you know, this is a show about self-care. So I wanted to give something to you, a little something, something about self-care. I practice to stay present, and that's mindfulness. Staying present in the moment is practicing mindfulness, one of our four ways. But I not only stay present in the moment, but I stay present in who I am and not what others think of me. Ooh, this is heavy, y'all. I didn't know this conversation was going to be this heavy, because oftentimes as we're going through our day, we are so focused on what other people think of us, how other people see us, versus staying present in who we are. It's exhausting to be focused on what other people think rather than just staying present in who we are. Let me tell you something. One thing that I always seek is one of my core values is peace. I seek peace in my life, and walking through life every day wondering or thinking about what people think of you, it's not peaceful. That's not peace at all. That's all I want is some peace. And I see now through this conversation that that's not peace. That's no longer serving me. And so we can't go on and thinking about what other people think of us. We need to stay present in the moment and stay present in who we are. That's practicing mindfulness. Because when we're walking and we're walking through life, walking on a journey, through our journey of motherhood, and we're thinking about what other people think of us, it sinks into our minds. Now, our minds are battlefields. Many of you know that our mind is a mighty battlefield, honey. Mighty battlefield. And sometimes what people think of you can seep into that battlefield, and you're battling what they see against what you see. You battle every day. Y'all feel the exhaustion? Is it just me? You're battling every day what they see over what you see. But you have to practice this mindfulness to keep that seed from being planted in your mind, to keep that seed from growing into something greater, something more challenging, you know, that you have to face or overcome. Now, for me, I tell you all the time that I practice self-awareness. And when I practice self-awareness, this is very important. Let me take my time here, because this is very important. In practicing self-awareness, I'm able to identify the challenges that I have that I need to change. I'm able to see clearly my imperfections. Through being self-aware, through experiencing life, through this journey, I'm able to see the flaws that I have. I'm able to see and identify the areas in which I need to improve. So because I am able to see these things, whatever they say you need to change, whatever they say you need to fix, means nothing. That's part of seeking that validation. Like, you're trying to make them happy by changing the things that they want you to change. Nah, you already know what you need to change because you're self-aware. And so you're going to work towards those things you need to change versus working towards what they say you need to change, which is making them happy, quote unquote happy, because that's a different story. But that's a long story. I'm not going to go on that rabbit trail. But I'm going to go there. I'm going to just say it. You're not going to be able to please everybody. You're going to always be exhausted if you're living life as a people pleaser. Now, I'm going off track of what I'm trying to say, so it might take me some time to get back to where I was going. But let me tell you this. It is so hard to please and sometimes impossible to please other people. Don't live your life that way trying to please them. Live your life pleasing yourself. This is heavy. Y'all hear me breathing all heavy and stuff? I must confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
That this is so heavy because I'm experiencing this. I'm working through this as we speak. I'm here, people. I'm preaching to myself right now. And that's why this is so heavy. So when people come and say this and that to you, you're this, you're that, you need to stop doing this and that and all this other stuff. I know that I have the power to keep those things from being planted in my mind. Now, it works in reverse as well. We cannot go out telling people what they need to change. We play a part in some of this as well. On the other side of the fence, we're standing there. We cannot be those people. So let's work not to be those people. And let's work not to allow people who do that to take over your battlefield. That is the power of mindfulness and self-awareness. Ooh, that's how powerful mindfulness and self-awareness is. And that's why practicing mindfulness, in part self-awareness, is very, very important. So I need to just give applause to that message, to this conversation, because I guess I didn't realize how heavy this weighed on my heart. I knew the conversation was going somewhere and coming from somewhere, but I just didn't realize y'all how heavy it was for me. Ooh, I needed that just as much as you needed it, huh? So let's go back to what we can do to keep us from seeking validation from other people. These are the things that I had to do and that I'm currently doing. I had to learn who I am. I had to accept who I am. I had to aim not to dim my light to please others. And I have to know my worth. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to our mama moment. Yeah. You hear my box shaking. Now, those who are new may not know, but our mama moment is our moment that we take to get to know each other, is our random question and answer. Some of these questions are related to self-care. Many of these questions are not. It comes from a book called 3,000 Questions About Me. No, they are not paying me, but I just thought you may know that it comes from that book. So I don't like to keep you long, maybe 30, 45 minutes. So I think that we have time for maybe one question. We might be able to take two. Let's see what this question is giving. Have you ever gone through a transformation? Ooh, if so, what does it involve? Have you ever going through a transformation? If so, what does it involve? Yes, I have gone through a transformation. And what it involved for me was first a challenge, a struggle. Something that I was struggling with led me on the road to transformation. It always starts with the struggle and a mindset that I need to change something. I need to change. So transformation for me means change or growth I think that's a good way to define it. So first, it started with me having to identify that I was going through a challenge. And the second thing is identifying that I was ready to transform. I was ready for the transformation. You see, sometimes we're faced with challenges, but we're not ready to change. We're not ready to change. But when I was ready for my transformation, and when I noticed that I needed to make a transformation, I was ready to make that change. If you can get that through my words. this is off the top of my head and I just have to think through this. So yes, I have gone through a transformation. It involved identifying the challenge, being ready for change, and accepting what came with that change. It involved a lot of prayer, a lot of self-care, a lot of motivation, affirmations, a lot of support from other people. And then when that transformation happened, you have to maintain what's on the other end, right? When you make a change, you have to maintain, right? Two things. Not only do you have to maintain, but you have to, not only do you have to maintain after the challenge, but you have to maintain through the challenge. Let me say that again. Not only do you have to maintain after the transformation, but you have to maintain through the transformation. So you can't relapse. You can't go back. Because if you go back, you got to start all over again. Got to start all over again. So have I ever gone through a transformation? Yes, it required me going through a challenge, being ready for change, accepting what came with that challenge, a lot of support, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, and maintaining myself as I went through the transformation and after the transformation. I hope that made sense to you. What about you? What is your answer to this question? Have you ever gone through a transformation? If so, what does it involve? Please, please, please give me your answer at letmomalive.com. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom of the page and leave a comment. Leave your answer right there.
Hey, Mama.
All right. That wraps up this episode of the Let Mama Live show. In the meantime, continue to be kind to yourself, y'all, and always celebrate yourself through this journey called motherhood. You're doing an excellent job. If anyone hasn't told you, hear from me. You're doing an excellent job, and don't let anyone tell you anything different. With love, hey, mamas.
Hey, mama.
Be well, mamas.